A recent study by the Angus Reid Institute shows we Canadians are less enthusiastic about our perception of our country's international reputation than have been in recent years. Half of us say we have a good or very good reputation abroad, while a quarter say it is average, and a quarter say it's poor or very poor. There's been a 33-point drop since 2018 in the proportion having a positive view. In those leaked Pentagon documents in the U.S., Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reportedly admitted that Canada is unlikely to ever meet the 2% military defense spending target recommended by NATO. Almost half of us, 47%, would increase spending to reach that NATO goal, while another 7% would increase spending even further. A third of Canadians say the current spending level of 1.3% is just fine, while 12%, 1 in 8, say that level is too high and should be reduced. The proportion saying Canada should increase its spending to 2% or higher has increased 11 points since 2019. Women, as well as men under 35, are more likely to say we should reduce spending, while men over 35 are more likely to support an increase to that 2% goal or higher. Now, I'm one of those who believe we should do our part as a NATO partner and spend 2% of GDP on defense. We all wish we lived in a peaceful, orderly world. However, we don't. And Canada depends too much on the fact that our friendly next-door neighbor has the most powerful military on the planet. We need to pull our own weight. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.